Fremont Police Chief Jeff Elliott joins us this morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have a busy day tomorrow as going to do some training and a training that we do want everybody to know about, right?
Yeah. So the Fremont Police, the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, Fremont Fire, Fremont Public Schools, the Nebraska State Patrol, Dodge County React, Fremont Methodist, Fremont Communications, Fremont Dodge County Communications are all working together on a joint active shooter scenario. The morning portion will be a law enforcement portion where law enforcement actually goes to the middle school and goes through a scenario of a active shooter. And then in the afternoon, Fremont Public Schools will hold what they call a reunification drill with law enforcement assistance. And that would be where you get children back together with their parents after a incident such as this. So that the whole day will be busy.
Takes a lot of planning to do this. I know you guys have been working on this for a while.
Yeah, we've met numerous times with all these agencies and trying to get everything coordinated with every agency. And then there's a lot of safety aspects to this. When the officers at the scenario, we want to make sure that they're not armed with real weapons and they got to get out there safely. So there's a lot of things that have to be done here. So
yeah. This week we've also had reports of what they call sextortion in the area. Can you maybe explain to our listeners how that works?
Well, there's recently passed a law that says that no one can upload pornographic or nude pictures of someone without their consent to the internet. If that occurs, my first suggestion is don't take those pictures.
Yeah, don't do that.
And don't put them on any media or medium that could be transferred to the internet, because that'll get you in those positions. But it is illegal if it does occur. A lot of times it's boyfriend, girlfriends. They do this. They get the pictures, and then they break up, and then somebody decides to put them on the internet, and that is illegal.
Yeah, but puts obviously puts the police in a difficult situation, because it's hard to decipher all the information.
Right. One of the big problems is establishing jurisdiction. Where did the crime actually occur at? So that's an issue. We work with the Nebraska State Patrol on these computer crimes, so they will be assisting us. And depending on the crime. If it's not a state crime, there's possible that there could be federal law enforcement agencies involved as well.
Probably better to just turn it over to state or FBI authorities?
Well, generally, if we can handle it ourselves, we will. However, when it comes to a lot of the computer crimes, we don't have the resources to do that. So we have to look at other agencies to assist us with that. In this case, it would be the Nebraska State Patrol that we would look to see what they could provide for us.
Okay. Before we came on the air, I did say something about some, seems like we've had more fender benders or accidents at intersections. And I know myself, I'm always very wary. Even though the light changed, I still look and then I go.
That's great advice. Always pay attention, especially, last week we had that fatality accident at 23rd and Luther. The speeds that cars are going through there, it's 45 mile an hour, and most people are running 50, 55 through there. If you get hit at one of those intersections, the outcome's not going to be very pretty. So we encourage you, yes, look both ways, stop. Just because the light turns green doesn't mean that you can go. Look both ways before you go, because someone might have missed a light, someone may be in a hurry, it can have tragic consequences.
Yeah, there's another light out there. I was at by Hardee's out there where you turn to go to Menards. It really turns quick, so people tend to hang on or linger through the light when they're going north-south.
Yeah. And luckily, that intersection, while the speed limits are high out there too, they seem to have slowed down a little bit before they get there. So 23rd and Luther really is more of a concern for us than that one, at least so far. Pay attention to those and look both ways before you get into those intersections.
Well, hopefully you have good coordination tomorrow with the event, the shooter training or the active shooter training. It's sad that we have to do something like that, but we want everybody to be prepared.
Right. We want the officer to be as prepared as possible. The whole goal is to get our officers out there and to instill them in the fact that they cannot wait in these situations, that they've got to go in immediately. If I can get that out of it, I'll be happy.
Good deal. Police Chief Jeff Elliott, thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.